This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Air quality up and down the West Coast the past week or so, longer really in some places, has been just this side of actually toxic. We've all been told to stay inside, don't do anything strenuous, and generally just hunker down. Which is great if our jobs let us. A lot of jobs don't, though, obviously, and farm workers are still out in the fields keeping the food supply chain on track. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
Scenes in California's Central Valley in recent weeks have looked apocalyptic, according to Armando Alenis with United Farm Workers Union.
Your eyes start hurting. You think it's a fog with the sun being kind of blurry, orangey.
Already battered by COVID-19, he says farm workers are now spending all day in these conditions, which can cause severe respiratory problems and cardiovascular disease. But there's no specific federal safety standard to protect workers from the smoke. In California, when small particle pollution gets this bad, the state requires employers to provide workers with a filtering mask, you know, like the N95s that are pretty much impossible to get now.
They were all diverted towards healthcare purposes. And so we were experiencing significant difficulties.
Ryan Jacobson is the CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau. He says the state has given his office about 500,000 N95s to distribute. Last week, the United Farm Workers surveyed several hundred workers and found many still lacking a respirator. But at least California has standards.
It gives employers a really good roadmap that anybody can look at.
Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project says other states could follow that lead. In Oregon, air pollution has been the worst in the world in recent days. Lawmakers there have considered a similar standard, with poor air quality expected to linger in some areas for weeks. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.